But we have beside us right now the number one vote getter in Clinton County. And that distinction goes to Stephanie Harshbarger, 5,606 votes so far with one voting district left. But you're right now, you have more votes than any single person in Clinton County. Congratulations.
Thanks, Russ. I appreciate it. We worked really hard in the primaries. I had billboards, numerous signs out, a lot of family and friends support, and Clinton Prairie school support as well.
This is your maiden voyage, so to speak. So what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking to get into the office. I'm looking forward to getting my feet wet and being with the staff. We have a wonderful staff, so getting in and getting to work and getting busy.
And counting on your people.
And counting, yes, on the office and the public and the taxpayers. We'll be here for you.
Well, congratulations for being the, at least so far, with one voting office left, the top vote getter in the entire county for this general election. And we also have with us the probably the new assessor, certainly the new assessor for Clinton County, and that is Jada Ray. Congratulations.
Thanks, Russ.
So you're assessing us. Of course, assessed valuations are going up, but you don't necessarily you're just kind of like reporting the news to a certain extent.
Yes. A lot of our mandates come from the state, so there's a lot of guidelines and guidance and things that we have to do, whether, you know, when legislation implements those changes. A lot of times we don't necessarily agree with those, but we have to follow what is set in our guidelines.
Now, theoretically, because assessments go up, doesn't necessarily mean taxes go up. Is that correct?
That's correct.
A lot of people don't understand that then that also gives you, you know, more bandwidth for everybody, and they can actually not have a direct impact.
Yes, there's still a tax maximum levy in place, and there's still tax caps. So even though the assessed value has increased, the county can still only collect so much money. So essentially, the tax rates should come down in the areas that the assessed value increased quite a bit.
But you are trying to catch up with reality in Clinton County.
Oh, yes. With the sales market that we're in right now, that's one of the big things. The state wants us to be a reflection of the market value of properties, and you compare those to the assessed value, and we have to do that every year. And with the market that we're in right now, and things are selling for so much more than that, that really affects our assessed value.
Yeah, makes sense. What are you looking forward to in the next 4 years in your office?
I'm just really looking forward to starting in this new position within the office. I've worked for the assessor for 21 years now. It's something I've set a goal for years ago, to be competent and knowledgeable in my job. I've worked with Dana Myers, the current assessor, for many years now, and she decided to retire, so this was my opportunity to start, and we have an amazing staff, so I'm really looking forward to it.
If there's one thing that you would want to say to the property owners that are paying taxes in Clinton County and deal with your office, if there's one thing you would want to say to them tonight, what would it be?
Give us a little grace. We absolutely understand frustrations, concerns, questions, and please always ask. If you have a concern or a question on your assessed value when you get that notice, please give us a call and come and ask. We're more than happy to look at those.
Why did my numbers go down so much?
Well, we normally don't get those phone calls, but
I'm upset my numbers went down. Now, just the opposite, most likely.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to both of you, and it's good having you on the WILO microphone.